suppose. Yeah, I want the money, money in the cars, cars in the clothes, the hoes, I suppose. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful.
Because in case you didn't know, we had an essay contest in the first episode of Jim and Them.
Right, which not a lot of people...
And the winner
yeah.
could go get a trip to the studio on the one-year anniversary.
And be on the show.
I know, it's an honor to be here, really.
And Hardcore Jeff, you won.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to say this because, just you know, Real Kid Radio, we got to be real here. You, Jim, you voted for him.
No, I had to play it, but go ahead.
You voted for him.
Uh-huh.
I didn't.
Who'd you vote for?
Well, I abstained.
Oh.
And so, in essence.
One vote, it's all it took.
Yeah. Let's hear that essay.
All right.
Let's hear it.
All right.
Jesus Christ, what's wrong with me today?
As a longtime fan and first-time listener, I was in awe when I tuned into your show that fateful night in 2008. It was like the first time I heard Snoop Dogg. It disgusted and frightened me, but I couldn't not listen, and it shook me to my very core. Not since Biodome have two masters of their craft come together to make something so beautiful. It makes the world stop and give thanks to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. And yea, did those blessings come to us in the form of not one, but two divine beings. As it is written in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 12. Behold, I, Jim, am coming soon, and my reward, Jake, is with me. And I will give to everyone according to what he has done. I, Jim, am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. It goes on to explain how you will cast out any dogs who perform magic arts, which is ironic, because what you guys do in studio is nothing short of magic. And the stunts you perform are better than any mind freak I have ever seen or been a part of. It's really affected me more than Wing It On days at Wingstop, where right now you can get 5 32-ounce fountain drinks for $5. Wingstop also features 9 proprietary wing flavors, including Original Hot, Cajun, Atomic, Mild, Teriyaki, Lemon Pepper, and my personal favorite, Hawaiian Barbecue. So why don't you bring the whole family in to Wing It On? You're sure to enjoy the nostalgic aviation-themed atmosphere, and Mom will sure love the selection of fine local wines. To quote All-Star quarterback Troy Aikman, nobody does wings quite like Wingstop. They're always fresh, crispy, and piping hot. The best I've ever eaten, and you're going to love them. I guarantee it. So in closing, I would like to thank you, Jim, and Jake, for getting me through my battle with IBS, and for giving me hope for a better tomorrow. Your essay contest really gave me something to strive for, and to everyone who told me I could never get on an internet podcast, I have this to say to you. Who's a waste of egg and semen now, Mom? I made it! Thank you.
You see that?
Now...
Goosebumps.
Yeah.
And not because I spilled beer.
No. Just because you're excited.
Yes. The goosebumps from that, from not only the essay, but the feeling that went into it. Mm. Hardcore Bill, was it?
No. Jeff. I'll fight anyone that says otherwise.
Or is it... Dragon. Yes, it's the dragon, Hardcore Jeff.
I'll go by the dragon if you want. Every time I say something, I get to play that clip.
And we have Jake here as well, of course.
Hi.
So we got someone sitting in third mic for the second week in a row, someone who showed up.
That's true.
So you know what the difference between you and them is? You show up.
Them? What do you mean by them?
Not them, them. Like the Brandon and Chase Brandon, them.
Yeah, well, I just enjoy your company, so...
Dragon. He's the dragon.
That is funny.
And he brings stuff to the show, like the dragon.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you people listened last week, but he talked about the dragon, and I did a little fuller research, and that's where I found
see,
that clip.
See, that's why I come, because you listen to what I say. You open your ears and listen. The dragon. Most people don't listen to what I say.
Chatroom wants to know who the hell the other kid is. I guess we'll have to reintroduce you again.
Yeah.
Where were they last week? For 1 year.
I don't know.
Are these your fans or are these posers?
Could be.
Settle down.
Yeah, I know.
I hate your fans.
Sitting in chair 3 is...
The dragon.
Hardcore
the
Jeff.
Dragon. Hardcore Jeff.
Yeah, that's right.
Hardcore Jeff was on the show last week for everyone at home.
I hate you, strange kid.
I will challenge any one of you to Hell in a Cell. Empty Arena, your choice.
Yeah, I'm thinking that the future, you're going to be our stunt boy. When we come up with stunts to do, Jeff's going to do them.
Will you do the stunts?
Yeah.
Awesome.
He used to do stunts, didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, the best one I did is I fell off a bridge into a blackberry bush. That was the best one I probably did.
That's not a stunt.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, I jumped.
Oh, okay. Were you really homeschooled?
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, actually, let's get into that.
Yeah.
What goes in, like, how do you get homeschooled?
Well, I grew up in, like, a very Christian family was probably the main thing, first of all. And my mom had, like, teaching degrees and stuff.
I mean, well, let's get this out of the way. I mean, from the talk of it, you don't sound very Christian.
No.
Though. Okay.
Nah.
Because I saw you made some videos on your MySpace where you were
dissing Mormons.
Yeah, but I almost wasn't sure if you were, like, serious about being Mormon or not.
No. See, I'm not.
Because you almost seem like you could be, like, he seems like it could be, like, a Mormon or a Christian kid.
Well, what are you?
I was a Christian kid growing up. Right now, I don't know. I don't really believe in God, so I guess you could call me an atheist or something like that.
I guess I will.
But, I don't know. Growing up, I mean, it was basically that she wanted me to have a good education, all that, which I understand. But, like, once you get into, like, high school and stuff, you want to, you know,
socialize.
Do normal stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised I'm not completely socially retarded. Like, maybe stay some...
Well, is your mother, like, way older, or...?
No. She's, like, I don't know how old she is. Like, 45. So she's not super old.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. Like, I was homeschooled my whole life. I never went to real school. I mean, I knew, like, people...
Not even in high school?
No.
Oh, you never went to
real
school?
No, I never did. I kind of didn't have a childhood with that sort of thing.
What? Did she teach you a lot of religion?
No. Well, I mean, like, when we did, like, history and stuff, it was, like, creationism and stuff like that rather than, you know, real stuff.
Evolution.
Right. Yeah.
So, well, like, if someone wants to homeschool their kid, would your mother have to get, like, licensed or something?
Yeah, there's a couple ways you can do it.
I always get confused about that, like, how it works.
There's a couple ways you can do it. Like, we didn't do it this way, but there's, like, homeschool groups. And, like, the funniest thing about, like, the groups is they'd have, like, every now and again they'd get together and have, like, dances and shit. But it's all these awkward, you know, sheltered kids just, you know, hanging out. And you always hear about, like, when they grow up, they either join the army or they get hooked on meth. That's pretty much all that happens to the kids, because they, like, once they get in the real world, it's like those Amish kids. They like, just indulge in everything and, like,
burn out
early.
It's like all this pent up.
Yeah. Or they, like, fuck everyone, and then they...
It's so interesting to me.
Well, but you are fucking everyone. Oh, up top.
Yeah. Well, what do your parents think about you now, then, if you're a little... I mean, do they know that you're kind of against it now, or...
I mean,
not so much that you're like, oh, fuck God, or whatever,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, I mean, they know. I mean, I listen to Slayer and stuff, so, I mean, they kind of understand. But, I don't know, we've had some talks, and I just... You know,
but they're not like crazy about it. Like
they're like some of the coolest people I know.
They're not
like, you know, anti-gay or like they like Westboro Baptist type people. Where they,
well,
like,
no, because there was that YouTube video we played. What was it, Jake? Where the mother flips out?
Oh yeah, where the mom.
Oh
flips
yeah, when
out
he says he's atheist.
When he says he's an atheist. Yeah.
I mean, we haven't had like a real in-depth conversation. Like they're kind of disappointed. They want me to, you know, be Christian, all that. But like, I don't know. I've just talked to them about it a little bit, and I mean, they kind of understand a little bit, but, you know.
That was intense. Really intense.
Yeah.
Well, not really intense.
No.
Trizzy. Oh, yeah, Trey, I fucking feel ya. They be staring at the money like it's unfamiliar. I get it, I live it. To me, there's nothing realer. Just enough to solve your problems, too much to kill ya. And when I leave, I always come right back here. The young spitter that everybody in rap fear. A lot of y'all are still sounding like last year. The game needs changing, I'm the motherfucking cashier. Nickels for my thoughts, dimes in my bed. Quarters of the
could shape the lines in my head. Take my verses too serious, you hate me, cause I'm the one to paint a vivid picture, no HD. Yeah, I want it all, that's why I strive for it. Diss me, you'll never hear a reply for it. Any award show or party, I get fly for it. I know that it's coming, I just hope that I'm alive for it.
I want the money, money in the cars, cars in the clothes, the hoes, I suppose. I just wanna be successful.
At the age of 7, Letarian Milton is free, even though what he's accused of often lands adults in jail. Friday, police say he took his grandmother's car and went on a joyride.
I took it on a high-speed chase.
Terrified and astonished drivers inundated 911.
It's almost just hit me. It's going to go bad. He can't even see over the steering wheel.
Angry at his mom, Letarian took the keys and took off.
Oh my God, they're going to be killing somebody.
With police following, the 4-foot-tall youngster drove down 2 busy roads.
SUV that was running from the police.
He even detoured through several shopping complexes.
Are you injured?
No, I'm okay. It's just scared.
Letarian finally stopped when he totaled the Durango he was driving. He left 4 damaged cars behind him. Letarian, though, is free of the legal system. He's only 7 and considered too young.
They're not considered competent to actually testify or be aware of what's going on in court.
Letarian's grandmother, who has custody of him, is disappointed not only in him, but the justice system.
By me putting him on punishment, taking the video games, that's not strong enough. If the state doesn't look into this and consider there's got to be some kind of punishment, we're asking for more trouble.
Don't even stop for anything. They're just doing the high-speed chase. And then we broke the wheel.
Now the only one stopping Letarian is his grandmother, who's now grounded him.
Then we broke the wheel.
The attorney's office says there
like
is a little they
no
can
video
do.
That kid needs his own show. He needs to be on our show. Well, in case you didn't get it, that was the refresher. You know, it's this kid.
I want to do it because it's fun. It's fun to do bad things.
Or, you know.
Drive into a car.
But did you know?
Yes, but I wanted to do hood rat stuff with my friend. And then I saw him and had my friend come in, and he smokes with cigarettes.
He smokes with cigarettes.
Well, Letarian Milton is back in the news.
The old spotlight.
Yep. He. I think he just liked being in the news.
Yeah, he's no Corey Delaney. He's not going out.
His latest incident took place in a popular discount store and has landed
him in a
West Palm Beach hospital.
It's not popular. It's unpopular. It's infamous.
The incident happened when the 7-year-old directed his anger towards his grandmother. In the end, authorities felt it was enough to bring him in for a mental evaluation.
Milton exposed. We've seen him as a playful and happy 7-year-old. At other times, he's apologetic.
I'm sorry what I did to my grandma's truck, and I'm sorry what I did to all you people in the hospital.
I
love you, and I hope you be in prayer.
But then there's his
being
wild
side. Proud?
He's proud.
Especially after he stole his grandmother's SUV 2 weeks ago. Along the way, he hit 4 cars and ran over 2 mailboxes before crashing into a curb inside.
I want to do it because it's fun. It's fun to do bad things.
But on Monday, Letarian took his bad boy image to a new level inside this Lake Park Walmart.
The problem began when Letarian asked his grandmother to buy him some chicken wings.
It's funny because it's racist.
And ordered them anyway. When his grandmother confronted him about it, Letarian snapped.
Just started hitting me. In front of the whole Walmart, and
the whole
everyone
Walmart
in there was upset. In my stomach, in my legs, wherever he could reach me, that's where he hit me.
By late afternoon, Revere Beach police picked up Letarian from home and took him to the hospital for a mental evaluation.
And I know what causes this behavior because all he's ever seen was his parents do physical, abusive, and verbal things. And I don't want him to continue in this direction, so I'm doing the best I can to get him the help.
Bakita Stratford worries about what will happen once Letarian is released. She's trying to get her SUV repaired and at the same time keep her rental car out of harm's way.
When I first got the rental, let me take this for a spin. And so now I just sleep with the keys.
He's trying to take her car for a spin.
Health officials can diagnose the problem
make you
and help you get the proper kind.
So just think about that. A poor old lady who is fucking terrified of a 7-year-old kid. It's like a Twilight Zone episode. He's like, oh, you got a new rental car. I want to take it for a spin because it's fun. It's fun to do bad things.
I want some chicken wings, mama. You can't have those chicken wings. I'm ordering them anyways.
I can't. They could have just left the chicken wing part out of it. But they
makes it too easy.
They wanted some chicken wings.
It's funny because it's racist.
7-year-old Latarian Jackson.
Latarian Milton.
He said Latarian on the thing.
Oh, Latarian. They're like, let's get the black guy to... Let's make sure the black guy's the one that reports on it. We don't want it to sound racist that they're arguing over chicken wings. Little black boy and his grandmother. And then you start beating the shit out of her.
What old black woman says no to chicken wings? That's what I want to know.
This kid's a piece of shit,
this one with cancer. But is he, though?
Yes, he's a piece of shit.
I think he kind of rules.
No, he's a piece of shit.
No way.
Get rid of this
fucking awesome
kid.
I could kick his ass, so I would hang out with
him. He is fucking awesome.
I'll put money up against anyone that says before the age of 25, he's incarcerated for real.
He's not going to jail.
Yeah, before the age of 25.
If Nick Hogan can go to jail.
Yeah, he's going to smarten up. It's not his fault.
It is his fault.
No, his parents are fucking beating each other all the time. Why do you think he lives with his grandmother?
Because his grandmother beats him.
But he's right. Is he wrong that it's fun to do bad things? It is fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Why do you think you cause trouble when you're a kid?
Yeah, I know, but...
I want to do it because it's fun. It's fun to do bad things.
Drive into a car.
Yeah, Jake, you smoke with cigarettes.
That's true. I smoke with cigarettes.
I don't smoke with cigarettes.
I don't smoke with cigarettes either.
And then I smoke bitches. Friend come in, and he smokes with cigarettes.
Love that audio. I love it.
He's kind of awesome.
He is kind of awesome, but he's also kind of a dick.
His grandmother has cancer, and he's beating the shit out of her.
He's kind of wacky, though. You don't know what he's going to do next.
I would be definitely afraid of him. You know the grandmother's scared. She wants him gone.
Throw a laugh track on that, and that shit would be funny.
Because she made, there's clips of him just, like, throwing fucking drinks in the air, and he's pulling his shirt up, and he's like that's me, like.
And pounding on the sliding glass door and shit.
There's, like, some great clips. I want to find... Yeah. I want to somehow get a hold of the raw footage, because I know there's some genius shit.
Would be brilliant.
But think about it. If you were 7, you were on TV, you would do some stupid shit. You'd just, like, pull your shirt up and be like, whoa, I'm a boogeyman.
I think I'd be really reserved. When I was 7, being on TV, I think I'd just be like, my parents don't hit me.
Well, that's why you're not on TV.
I would just say what they told me to say.
If you were young, black, and prid, you would be on TV.
Well, do you think we'd be able to, like, somehow get him on the show?
No way.
Where does he live? Florida?
I don't know. It doesn't. Where the fuck is he from?
He'll be done
soon. San Beniloa?
I think
Alabama,
he's in Florida
or something.
Oh, he's Alabama?
I don't know.
Florida. I really did think it was Florida.
I'm just guessing.
I'm sure he'll be done soon.
I can't get enough of him. I want him to do some other crime so I can have something else to talk about or more clips of him.
He should, like, rob a watermelon patch or something.
Something even more racist. Beating someone up for
it's funny, because it's racist.
What is it? Was it chicken wings or fingers?
Wings.
Chicken wings.
Wings.
Do black people like wings or fingers more?
Just chicken. Wings, I think. Usually wings. Chicken wings.
I like fingers more.
I like getting fingered.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, his grandmother was like, no, you can't get chicken wings. And he just went over and ordered them anyways.
And she was like, what?
Chicken wings. And she just went up to him and was like, why'd you order those? And he's just like, pow, pow, pow. Just started punching her
right
and shit.
Right in the cunt. Right in her cancer.
Your poor cancer body.
Yeah, I want things to go my way, but as of late, a lot of shit been going sideways. And my mother tried to run away from home, but I left something in the car, and so I caught her in the driveway. And she cried to me, so I cried too. And my stomach was soaking wet, she only 5'2". And 48 hours all before I showed up and brought $1,000 worth of drinks and got pulled up. Damn, my reality just set in. And even when the phantoms leased, them hoes wanna get in. I do a lot of things hoping I never had to fit in. So trying to keep up with my progress is like a dead end. My girl love me, but fuck it, my heart beats slow. And right now the tour bus is looking like a freak show. And life changed for us every single week, so it's good. But I know this ain't the peak though, cause I want the
money. Money in the cars, cars in the clothes, the hoes, I suppose. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful.
What's this douchiest phone message in history?
Oh, it's great. Just play it. I can't even, like, well, read
the I've not even heard it yet.
Apparently, the setup for this is some girl.
Oh, I have it right here. Let me read it.
Yeah, just read that.
The backstory on this is that a girl named Olga was out with her friends in the Marina District of San Francisco, parentheses, known for being a popular hangout for douches, end parentheses. And she talked to this guy named Dimitri for all of 2 minutes. Then she gave him her card and said, give me a call. The above is the message he left. Listen to the whole thing. It just keeps getting better and better. I won't even tell you my favorite parts because I don't want to ruin anything.
Really
just
is
listen.
Great.
I've not heard this.
Okay. Lieutenant Lime?
Yeah, hi there, Olga. It's Dimitri. Sorry I had to leave such a rushed message with you when we met the other day. I just want to quickly give you my phone number, and I had to get the heck out of the area. In any event,
sounds
I
like
figure
Kevin.
I better leave you a more detailed message and explain why I approached you. I am single. I have no trouble meeting women. I mean, women approach me 6-7 times a day. But I'm very particular about what I like. You're extremely elegant. I couldn't take my eyes off of you, and your friends were very jealous. Even if they say they weren't, they were envious of the fact that I approached you, and I was very taken by you. Elegant women are very rare. I'm Greek, and I'm what I like.
Just a little Adam.
So I'm giving you
Brian, why'd you call this chick, huh?
Jesus,
I'm
seriously.
Greek.
That's what I tell people now, because, like, I don't look that Mexican, but I have dark features.
Yeah, you got olive skin, so you're like, I'm Greek.
I'm Greek. Remember, my people once ruled the world and invented democracy.
And invented homos.
Yeah, the Greeks.
You also invented homos,
You also
Greeks.
Invented Yanni.
Mostly homos, but... It's Greco and Roman wrestling.
I don't know if you pick up the messages on the weekend, but I'm working on a movie script, so I'm pretty much around all weekend doing that. I left you my number, 416-918.
Oh, please.
The number.
This looks like a landline, and if it is, you may not get the message till Monday. But
why
when
is
you
he
do
still
call
talking?
Me, and then we'll
Dude,
get together.
We're only 1:08 in. This goes on for 4.5
minutes.
Yeah,
it's only 2 messages,
Holy
actually.
Shit.
He's got a lot to say. He's confident.
Yeah.
He just knows.
He's laying down his resume.
Well, girls come up to him all the time. It's
single.
Not a problem. He's single, but it's not a problem.
All I do on the weekends
chicks.
Is ride his mind.
I'm 6'3", 190.
Well, even this girl's friends are on his shit.
That's true.
But he wasn't having it.
Why does he have to? He sounds like a personal, but she's already seen him. Why is he, like, describing himself?
Creeps.
You know, a guy.
I'm very good looking.
7 inches.
I don't know if you
dick.
Remember that.
Got a penis.
Yeah. 7 inches around.
Have all my limbs still, so that's a plus.
Never broke one bone.
All right.
I don't think they do break.
I'm very fortunate.
Chat and let the romance begin. You look very taken aback by my approach. And I hope that isn't timidness. I hope it was just a little bit of shock at being approached so directly. Because I don't really date timid women. Because I'm a very direct, very passionate, very assertive man. And I want a woman who's very independent and strong. So anyway, we'll talk about that. But I just wanted to...
He's got more to say
I think
on
we
that.
Just did.
We'll get to the rest of that on our
We'll
fifth
do lunch.
Day.
Anyways.
This is just some like 80s power broker.
I have a lot more I need to go over on this one.
I'll never leave a voicemail again.
I know. Don't leave voicemails. Not like this. They send up online. And on podcasts, right? Huh,
yeah,
Jake?
Yeah.
Keep going.
Now I have... I leave the ball in your court. You call me as soon as you have the courage to. Okay, Olga? Talk to you soon. Bye.
And then...
Hi there, Olga.
Okay. Hold on.
Now he's a little perturbed.
See, his finish was genius.
I'm just, yeah.
As soon as you're ready to handle this, give me a call.
Look, ball's in your court, lady. All right, I don't get all day. I got other bitches. I got bitches beeping in right now.
Yeah, don't be a pussy. Give me a call.
His next message, look, I told my mom about you. You better get back to me.
I mean, dinner, myself, you never came?
Now I have. I leave the ball in your court. You call me as soon as you have the courage to. Okay, nice. Olga? Talk to you soon. Bye.
Olga. Ugh.
Hi there, Olga.
Olga and Dimitri.
It's Dimitri calling again, the guy from the street. I left you a message several days ago. You said you were interested. Now, here's the way I work. I don't like leaving second messages, but I like you. You're a very elegant woman. You're very attractive. Elegant. But, you know, I don't play that game. I know your friends tell you not to return calls. You're playing games like you see on stupid TV shows. So here's how it works. It is now 4:30 on Wednesday. Now, I'll assume...
I don't have a job.
I'll assume that you've already left work. Because, you know, some people leave early.
Oh my, beautiful. What way to make that assumption?
But if I do not receive a phone call back from you by
8 o'clock,
3 o'clock Thursday afternoon, I'm no longer interested. And you can erase my number. I don't play games like that.
No, no.
I'm completely single.
Why would you?
I'm very intelligent.
Obviously.
I'm great in bed. I make great money. Believe it or not, I'm a complete catch.
Ooh.
Believe it or not.
If you have to spell yourself out as a complete catch, no.
Call,
not even.
I'm the
call
total
Ripley's.
Package.
He's reading my blog, for crying out loud.
Call Ripley's.
I'm great in bed. I have money.
People just don't get it.
I'm giving you a deadline. Call me by then.
I'm literally doing nothing on 3 o'clock on a Thursday.
I'm completely single. Believe it or not.
I know you probably thought I've got someone on the side. I don't.
I've dumped her since
for
I got
you.
Well, yeah, because what if she called at like 5 o'clock? Was he just not going to answer? Nope. Sorry.
No, dude, stupid if she
bitch.
Doesn't get a hold of
he
him by 3,
games.
He's done.
He doesn't play games.
He doesn't.
He doesn't need that shit in his
I've
life.
Only been single 4 months. I had a long-distance relationship. You know, it went a year. It's very tough to maintain it like that, and it didn't work out. There's nothing wrong with me.
Oh, there it is.
We need that,
work early.
We need that fucking drop right there.
There's the money
we
shot.
We need that song clip.
There's nothing
there's wrong. Obviously, there's nothing wrong with me.
God.
Few men in the city that has nothing wrong with him.
He's naked right now, by the way.
So I'm giving you that 3 o'clock deadline.
Emotional.
If I don't hear from you, you lose my number. I'm erasing yours right now. So you won't be hearing back from me. So that's it. 3 o'clock tomorrow, or you can just completely forget it. Now, I understand if you've got other issues, like maybe you're not playing games, maybe you've had...
Hold on.
Maybe you're in the hospital.
There's a whole another minute left. What is he going to get into?
It
great. Seems like the call's over.
It gets great.
He's got to go.
There's exactly 60 seconds left. What else could he really get into?
I don't know. If
maybe
you'll
something
guess
about his physique.
I'll give you a hint. The rest is all about her, so.
All right. Let me back it up a little bit.
I think you probably have a very tight pussy.
Maybe
I don't know. Call me back and let me know. And then just him breathing for another 50 seconds.
Just drop me a text.
Yeah, you could text me, too.
You could text me until 5.
I don't know. I have a very advanced phone. It has a full keyboard.
Just say this is Olga so I know because I won't have your number anymore.
I get so many texts from girls.
As I deleted it just now.
And just, I don't even remember who you are. Who is this? All right, I backed it up a little bit more.
Okay.
But yeah, what could he possibly get into for the last minute?
3 o'clock tomorrow, or you can just completely forget it. Now, I understand if you've got other issues, like maybe you're not playing games, maybe you've had... I don't know, maybe you were abused in childhood.
Jesus
maybe
Christ.
Your mother has cancer, you're going to chemo.
What?
Maybe you're just a person who's extremely frightened or has an anxiety disorder. Maybe you're on...
What the fuck is this guy talking about?
Maybe you killed someone and you're hiding the body. I don't know and
coming,
I don't care, Olga.
Yeah, he's coming over.
I'm
weird.
Over you, Olga.
Because obviously, if she didn't call him back, her mother must have cancer. And you
wish that on
her. And he's taking her to chemo.
He's giving her a chance. I mean, if she's got a real reason not to call him back, like someone died.
I mean, obviously you're busy with your dying mother. I understand that. That's the stuff he tells himself after he leaves 100 of these messages a week to people he barely met.
Maybe your father touched you.
I mean, you would not believe how many women call me back and say, that's exactly what it
is. I was going to call you back, but I have abandonment issues.
They generally don't call until right around 2:55, so I'll be right by my phone. Don't worry.
All right, look, I'll call you back one more time.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't delete your number. I lied.
All right, I'll hold on to your number for another 2 days, we'll say.
Oh, God!
Because obviously you have a cousin who's really sick.
Look, you're number 3 on speed dial. I'll just call you tomorrow.
Look, I'm not going to stop calling until you call me back.
Okay, listen, bitch. I don't play these games.
Thought I heard the phone ring. Maybe it was you. Bye.
Your dog got hit by a car. Maybe you're at the vet. I don't know.
What, do you have AIDS or something?
I don't care if your uncle raped you and destroyed your vagina. I don't care. I got things to do.
Look, I don't know if you're on your period or whatever, but I don't care. Just give me a call.
Look, I'm sorry you lost your phone, but when you find it, call me back.
Hopefully you didn't change your number.
Listen, I've got pomade to buy. I need to slick my hair back, get some suspenders. I really don't have time for this, so just hit me up on my pager.
Look, I got Netflix. We can do something.
It's Dimitri, by the way.
Person who's extremely frightened or has an anxiety disorder. Maybe you're on some medication for that. I don't know. There could be another issue that I'm not aware of. But nobody says, call me, hands a person a business card, and then doesn't return calls.
Oh.
It's extremely passive-aggressive. You should actually look that up, passive-aggressive personality disorder.
Jesus Christ.
And you let me know if you've got issues,
if
psychological
you?
Issues, if you're on any sort of medication
look it up, stupid.
For anxiety or depression, I'm not interested.
God.
Okay?
Don't deal in
but
damaged
if you're
goods.
Psychologically normal, and you haven't called me because there's been some horrible thing that's happened in your life which
your
prevented you.
Your brain works properly, and you haven't called
me. But otherwise, don't call me. Okay.
So basically, he says not to call him at the
fuck
end.
Fuck you, bitch. How about that? Yeah. You obviously don't have the brain capacity to understand what passive aggressive means, so don't call me.
So look, either you're passive aggressive, you have psychological issues, but either way, don't call me back. Bye.
What a lunatic.
Hey, it's Dimitri again. It's April now.
At this point, it's apparent that you are in a car accident and you're in the hospital.
I'm looking through your window. I see that you're home.
I called all the hospitals. You're not at any of them.
Did you give me a fake name?
This is a shoddy business card,
yeah,
by the way.
You made cards with a fake name?
I'm coming to the house.
Who does
I'm knocking on the door right now. I can see you through your Venetian blinds, which, by the way, tactless. But
what is this fucking website that has this on here?
What, the taco website?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
You were late for work today.
I sent you flowers.
Obviously, you're up thinking about how you were going to call me, so you overslept.
Dreaming about me.
I could get women.
Yeah. I'm a total catch. There's nothing wrong with me.
I could easily get women, but I want you.
I have a layaway card at Banana Republic. How about that?
I'm Greek.
Wise words from a decent man. Back when I was trying to put a ring on Alicia hand. This lost boy got fly without Peter Pan. And my delivery just got me buzzing like the pizza man. In person, I am everything and more. I'm everywhere these other niggas never been before. But inside, I'm treading water, steady trying to swim to shore. I'm on a shopping spree to get whatever is in store. Yeah, just call me shopping bag Drizzy. Or call me Mr. Damn, he ain't copping that, is he? And fans of these freshmen is about to get iffy. Why this youngin' that you dotted is about to get busy. I'ma kill it, I promise, that's how I know you're mad. I've always treated my city like some shoulder pads. The big homie, use a flash if you must. And I swear I ain't asking for much. All I want,
I want
is
the money. Money in the cars, cars in the clothes. The hoes, I suppose. I just wanna be,
yeah.
I just wanna be successful.
That's all I want, man.
I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful.
It's like I know what I gotta say. I just don't know how to say it. How to say it to you.
I couldn't say if that was true or not.
If what was true? Oh! Light news.
Light news.
Go, Brian. Light news.
What's that?
He doesn't even know what light news is.
What's that? Get the fuck out of here,
you
man.
You invited him on the show, and he doesn't even listen to
really
the show.
I really feel bad. I apologize. I haven't heard the light news thing.
Yeah, dude, the last 100 fucking shows.
I've heard you guys do the news, nerd. All right, news
here's
stuff.
Light news. Light news, and this
hey,
is light,
here's light
news.
I just got a new computer today.
There you go. Do you understand light news now?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I'm really tired. Yeah, just put that out there.
That's good. That's light news.
That's light as fuck.
Yeah, that's fucking as light as it gets.
No, I got something real quick. I noticed today across the street that, you know, that cunt that called the cops on us for parking the wrong way?
All right, yeah.
Her house is owned by the bank now.
Yeah.
soon ours will be too, Brian.
Yeah, well, it's kind of bitter. Hey, it's bittersweet, but at least we made it longer.
Yeah, we did.
She's a grown up.
That's true.
She's the one calling cops on us.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I learned a Bjork song on guitar today. That's about it.
Which one?
All Is Full of Love.
I like Bjork.
Good.
Do you?
Yes. Why would I learn a song from someone I hate?
I don't know. I learned all the Red Hot Chili Peppers songs.
Really?
All in a row.
On purpose.
I'm kidding. I don't know any music.
Track by track.
And I don't hate them.
I do.
I had a really interesting run-in with a Toyota dealership this week. They are cunts. And no one go to Centennial Toyota in Las Vegas, Nevada. If you're listening to this, you can't ever go there, no matter what. Even if they tell you they're going to give you a free car, don't go. Chop it. I'm going to need a little in-depth in this. I walked up to this fucking dealership because they called me and said they had my Prius. So I say, I'm coming to get it. I'm coming to get the Prius. I go up. I look at the sticker. 28,000. That's a fully loaded Prius for everyone at home.
That's good, right?
Wouldn't you say that's...
Yeah, that's
okay, 28,000, it's a lot of money. But hey, the gas mileage is great.
Leather
it's good
seats.
For the environment. It's got leather seats, which is bad for the environment. But hey, fuck it.
It's good for the environment, dude. You're killing
cows. Yeah, you got to kill
methane.
Cows.
Yeah,
we
don't need
that's
methane.
True. So anyway, I say 28,000. They say, yeah. I say, sold. Wrap it up. Put a bow on it. I'm taking it home. They take me into the, the interrogation room.
Just sign the final papers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, to sign the papers, and we're going through all the work and shit. And the salesman starts acting kind of funny. He goes back to run my credit. FYI for everyone at home, for the next 4 months, my credit is perfect. So... It really is. Like, no joke. It's great. It's like a 770. I know it's not perfect, but that's really good credit. You'll get approved for anything with that kind of credit, okay? It's only important. Yeah, maybe. It's only important for the story at hand.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
They come back to me, and the guy's acting all weird after he runs my credit and shit. And he's like, what do you know about the Prius? And a very odd question, like apparently trying to stop me from buying the Prius now in retrospect is what the question was for.
It goes.
Yeah, it goes not fast, but it goes, right? Oh yeah, it goes. Okay. So I notice on his sheet, he has written down 5,649 at 84. And through, you know, my reasoning skills, I realize that means $5,000 down, $649 a month for 84 fucking months. What the fuck is going on? Okay? So already I'm upset.
Deal of a lifetime.
Yeah, the deal of a lifetime, obviously. I'm upset. I go out, and they explain to me that the car is not $28,000. They apologize for saying that, which I thank them for. Because the car is now $3,000 higher at $34,000. What? $3,000 higher at $34,000? No, it was actually $5,200 higher. I never got an explanation of where the other money came into play. But the car was actually $34,000.
Nice.
Now, some of you at home might be saying, wait a minute, Jake. $649 for 84 months with $5,000 down, that's $60,000. That's right for everyone playing at home. They wanted me to pay $60,000 fucking dollars for this car after they already told me that I was approved, I had the best credit, I had the best interest rate possible.
They
were cunts.
They want you to get a fucking Hummer, apparently.
But Jake. What do you know about the Prius?
Well, I don't know enough.
They're like, just get... Oh, dude. They're like, just get a fucking Hummer, guy.
Well, the funny...
We're going to charge you the same price anyway. Quit being a faggot and get the Hummer.
The funny
thing is... Do you know about the Prius, guy?
Like, what do you... What? Do you love it? How much do you love the Prius? On a scale of 1 to 649 for 84 months. Put $5,000 down.
Why do you hate freedom?
So,
you do hate freedom.
Anyway, I end up walking out of there, and I didn't explode, which I'm proud of myself for doing, because I feel like I really should have exploded. But I just simply sighed and walked right out of the dealership. I actually would have been happier if I would have taken all the papers and ripped them up and screamed and then said I'd take the car and then walked away. I would have liked that more.
No, I'll take it.
But they're fucking con artists. Where the fuck did this price come from, you cunts?
They're ripping you off, man.
Popular car.
So, taking her jabs.
Anyway, I got the car, $649 a month for 84 months. Gets great gas mileage. It's
real nice, real nice.
I hope that dealership burns to the ground, and I hope everyone in it dies. And even if it happens tomorrow and I go to jail for it, I'm excited.
Well, this proves my theory that high gas prices are hybrid cars' faults.
True.
That's true. Jim's right.
Or the makers of hybrid cars. It's just to push sales of hybrid cars through the roof.
You know what I do when I'm in a bad mood?
What?
I prank call car dealerships.
Do you?
Do we have that?
We do.
We got to go to it. For everyone.
Well, are you going to do the setup?
Yeah. For everyone at home, I wasn't able to buy a car at this one dealership because they were cunts. So I thought it'd be funny to call up and talk to a bunch of different people there and just cuss them out. Unfortunately, we basically only got a hold of one guy. But we had some, hopefully some hilarious results. This was done 5 minutes before the show. So here soon enough, you guys will be able to hear what we did to these people. You're going to have to hear a lot of ringing because we weren't able to cut everything out.
Always did that. Stopped at the third ring.
Yeah.
We must be going to like one line and then to another line.
May I help you?
Yeah. Do you guys have any Corollas?
Yeah, we sure do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, will you go fuck yourself?
Sure. No problem.
Yeah, you're a faggot.
Sure, no problem.
What?
Yeah, good job.
What an idiot.
All right, well, your mother's a cunt.
Okay.
I can't believe he stays on the line.
Any other nice things you'd like to say today?
Oh, you're a piece of shit.
How about one more for the road?
All right, fuck you, bye. I was hoping he'd get more upset. Someone else call him. Jim spilled a little bit of beer, but it's okay, everyone.
Internet sales, this is Juliana. How can I help you?
Hi, is Tiny in?
He's not here. Can I take a message? Can I help you?
I was wondering if you guys had... Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
I want to hear what she says.
Fuck
what?
You! Do you have fuck you, huh? Do you have fuck you there? At your Toyota
what
dealership?
Fuck you.
Do you have fuck you at your Toyota dealership?
Yes, bring your ass here. We're gonna fuck you.
What? Oh, she's gonna fuck us.
Can't wait till she fucks us.
Perfect.
We're gonna fuck you.
And I guess
so. The point of these pranks is just to swear and be vulgar.
Yeah, just to swear,
just to get them angry.
Yeah, I wanted someone to get, and we eventually do. We get Tiny angry. He's the male voice that you guys have heard. Tiny will get a little upset. This is a long ringer, I think. They're all long ringers.
This is Mandy, though.
Yeah, this is Mandy.
Hello, thank you for calling Centennial Service. All service advisors are busy.
Poor Mandy.
They stay on the line for an operator.
Please hold on while I try that extension.
I always tell you it's an operator.
Thank you for calling Centennial Toyota Scion. This is Mandy. How may I address your call?
This is Mandy.
Yes.
You know who this is?
What?
No.
You know who the fuck this is.
No. Who is it?
You're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Calling someone a piece of shit is
such
great.
A cunt, Mandy.
Who is it?
Who do you think this is?
Alex?
You know who this is. Yes, you fucking do!
What?
Yes, you do!
Mandy's cowering in a corner right
You're
now.
You're such a piece of shit.
Okay.
I know what you did.
You know what I did?
I know what you did!
Just repeats everything you say. What?
Who do you think? You know who this is! Don't play games with me! Take a guess.
No, no!
Take a wild guess, Mandy, you fucking cunt.
Alright, I'm gonna hang up.
You stupid bitch.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. We got ourselves a ringer.
They're all ringers, man.
Centennial Twitter, may I help you?
Tiny.
Hello?
Hello, Centennial Twitter, may I help you?
This Centennial Toyota.
Uh-huh.
Hey, fuck your mother. That was just simple. Do it. Who is this? Is this Tiny?
So he starts hanging up for a bit, but soon he gets upset.
See, I said it as a joke, is this Tiny? Turns out it was.
Yeah. That is Tiny. I hope they find this somehow.
Why do you keep answering the fucking phone?
I think this is where he gets upset with me, right?
I don't think they can do anything.
Yeah. Give a little bit.
Wait,
this is one of the weird rings.
Yeah.
Where it's just, you think that they hung up or something. We thought they were starting to catch on.
Potato Twitter, may I help you?
Hey, fuck you.
You know what? I'm gonna find out who you are. I'm gonna fucking break your leg, you little pussy.
No, you won't. Hang up.
Well, you're right. You probably
yes,
won't.
Yes, he's getting upset! He's getting so upset!
You can hear how much fun we're having with the process. The process is probably fun in the product.
Hey, can you go fuck yourself? Are you too busy? I thought you got paid to do this shit.
Do what?
Yeah, I thought you got paid to do this shit, and then you're threatening us over the phone? How dare you, sir? How much do
you're
you make again?
I have a business line, and you're really pissing me off, so fuck up. Don't call here no more.
No, eat a dick.
I love that we keep calling this jack off. Looking back on it, I like it even more. I think he hangs up on Jim kind of abruptly here.
May I help you?
It's me again, Shitberg, here to say fuck you.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Fuck you.
Yeah, I bet you won't say that to my face, will you?
I'm saying it to you over the phone. Fuck you,
yeah,
hey.
You're a pussy.
No, seriously, do you guys have you guys have cars there?
I think I get him talking for a while here soon.
Oh, kidding aside, this is just... We really want to buy a car.
It'd be great if we got him.
Look, we're just joshing.
May I help you?
What's up, bitch?
Hey, how are you, son, bitch?
Hey, your dad's gay.
He is?
Yeah, I would know because I fucked him.
That's pretty funny.
I fucked your dad, you piece of shit.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, too. That's original. I like that. I'll be sure and tell him that tonight.
To your dad?
You live with his
yeah.
dad?
My dad.
No, seriously. No, seriously, though. Do you have Corollas?
Yeah, I got Corollas.
Fuck you.
Mother. Obviously, you have none.
You're such a fuck. Yeah, I have none Corollas. You fucking idiot.
You guys busy today or not?
I really don't give a shit if I... Wait, what was that?
So were you guys busy today or not?
Busy today? Oh, over down here at Desert Toyota? No.
Switcheroo
or something? Crushing you.
You're just crushing me?
Desert Toyota crushes you, bitch.
Yeah. That's not what I heard.
Oh, well, I don't know where you've been hearing your
it's
shit.
It's going to be their new commercial. Yeah.
Toyota Motor Company.
You're a fucking moron.
Yeah, I am. That's why
do you keep answering the phone, you stupid son of a bitch?
Yep. I actually know what I am.
Yeah, I agree.
I am a son of a bitch.
Yep.
Yep.
What's up?
I'm just working like a sugar mill pack deal.
Yeah, I bet you are, you faggot. Yeah, what does that mean?
I know. You know what I wish you'd do sometimes? It'd be really funny.
Go ahead.
If you'd actually come over to my house or my office and say that to my face.
Why would I do that?
Because you're a big pussy and you won't do it.
I won't come to your house and cuss at you?
Yeah, right in front of my face.
You're like a sick freak.
I'm just saying, you know, if you're a tough guy, you know, you want to cuss somebody out, just, you know, come on over to my house, or you know where I work.
Why? What would you do? What would you do?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Nothing. I don't know where I'm going with this.
I'd probably just shake your hand and say thank you, have a nice day, and come again soon.
Exactly, because you're a grown man.
Yeah, that's it.
Who had sex with his father.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
All the time.
I want to speak to your manager.
Okay, well, you can call him.
Yeah, give me the number.
942-3865.
That's the same number I've been calling.
Oh, well, guess you're lost.
Transfer me to your manager, you piece of shit.
Okay.
Transfer me now.
I got an idea.
All right.
Why don't you eat one of my little round turds first, and then we'll do that.
God, you're such a weirdo.
I know. I am. Freaky, too.
Yeah, now transfer me. Okay. Put someone else on the phone, you fucking idiot.
These next calls are in real time, too. Like, this is just one after the other.
Yeah, this is all happening. We could do one right now. It'd be seamless.
Hello?
Your dad sucked my dick for free!
And we decided it was about time for us to hang up on him.
This is the one I think we're, his fucking voicemail.
Oh, yeah.
This is where he's trying to give up.
We hotline at the desk of Tiny Malone.
Tiny Malone.
We're glad that you are here. Your call can't make is up very that name. Important to us. Please leave your name, your
what?
Phone number, and hello, and thank you for calling Centennial Service. All service advisors are busy.
Oh, yeah, this was Jeff, too.
Please hold on while I try that extension.
Oh, no, this is Jim calling Mandy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I get his voicemail, so I call a different number.
Thank you for calling Centennial Toyota Scion. This is Mandy. How may I direct your call?
I need to talk to Tiny.
Tiny, hold on one moment.
So we get a hold of him anyway.
Can't get away that easy, Tiny.
I love that he had to answer this because it was probably paged over the speakers at work.
Guess what?
Tiny, someone's asking for
you. Hey, I'm trying to help you.
Nice try, fuckhole! It's us again!
Yay!
Yeah, I hung up.
Hi, can I have a sales manager, please?
Yes, hold on. It's Randy.
I'm sorry, who's this?
This is Randy.
Randy, hi.
I was calling to make a complaint about one of your associates.
Okay, who is it?
Tiny.
Okay.
He is a piece of shit.
Okay, what's your name?
What?
I said, what is your name?
Dennis.
Dennis, how you doing?
No, Dennis.
What's going on tonight? What happened?
He was just cussing at me on the phone.
They were cursing at you?
Yeah.
Okay. And when did this transpire?
It was a few minutes ago. I called up asking about a Corolla, and then he started getting all uppity. And then we got into it over the phone. I'm upset at him.
Okay. Is there anything I can answer for you on that vehicle? I mean,
you got him?
Say that again?
You got Corolla. I just want a Corolla already.
Okay.
You got him?
I have Corollas.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, but that guy tell Tiny to, you know, shut his mouth.
Problem.
Guy's a cunt. Just between you and me.
Right, I understand.
Right. He probably hates Tiny just as much as you do.
He'd like to make an appointment to come in and take a look at my inventory.
I'm coming down there right
still
now, but I don't
want to
talk to that piece of shit.
You come and see me. My name is Randy Brooks. I'm the sales manager here.
Thanks a lot, Randy. I really appreciate your help. All right, bye. Now I wonder what...
And that was it.
And that was it.
That was our barrage on... What was it?
Tiny Malone.
Tiny Malone at where? Chevrolet?
Centennial Toyota, Jim.
Toyota. We just ruined some guy's 4th of July.
We ruined his whole day.
Some stranger.
They shouldn't have tried to fuck me on that
Tiny,
car.
Did Tiny help you on the car?
Well, part of Tiny's division didn't stand up for me.
Well, do you know, but did you see him when you were there?
No, I didn't see Tiny.
Oh. That would have been great if you knew exactly who he was.
If I had a car right now, all we'd be doing is calling and complimenting this guy.
True. That's true. We would just be like, hey, good job, Tiny.
Yeah, nice job. I really like the car. Thanks a lot, Tiny.
Because he's already like probably bummed out that he has to work. Like all his friends are going out drinking and shit. And like only like a couple people. He's probably gets annoyed when a customer comes in there because he's probably just thinking, who the fuck is shopping for a car on 4th of July? Like, why am I helping this person? And then it's like dead, and then he'll help one person. And then the phone will ring over and over, and, and he has to answer it, because it might be a sale.
Right.
So, might be some cash coming in. Oh, it's a predicament.
Fuck Tiny.
Guy's a piece of shit.
He is. He's a douche. Everyone should give him a call.
Pardon the swag, but bitch is Cartier. Long bread, I don't eat shark cake. How come I can't miss a woman like I can't miss court dates? She's, but she's not in this portrait. And yeah, life's fine, but I don't portray. I'm on the other side, but it is a sharp gate. I don't want the glow, I want the glory. And I'ma fuck the world, but this is just foreplay. Tired of hearing bullshit, bring on the cop. Shit. Haven't met a smell that stinkier than owl shit. And that's word to Toronto. So high up, I got birds in the condo. Ain't that a female dog? Ask her who I am to her and she yell, God. Weezy baby, I go real hard. No further details, boy.
Hey, Jake, guess girlfriend didn't want to celebrate her birthday with you, huh?
Well, she's with her. Stop it! She's with her parents.
Break her fucking.
What'd you say, Jake? Are you hurt? I'm punching you.
Come on, guys. Come
huh, Jake?
Come on, guys.
Oh, Jake, why are you screaming?
Guys.
Fierce punch.
Screaming. Guys, shut up.
From that.
Brian, shut up.
I guess she doesn't want to celebrate her 21st with you, huh?
Shut up, Brian!
She's too busy getting drunk with her boyfriends.
I guess she's having some fun.
Fucking idiot, Brian! The last person I need to hear this from! Fuck Brian!
He's feeding me lines.
Are we doing the Wii Hit and Run sketch again?
But you need to do it.
When have I ever yelled, fuck Brian?
Oh, yeah, because when Jake was calling his girlfriend earlier, all she heard was... I don't know. That's what she heard in her head.
Yeah.
No,
Jake.
She heard
no,
juice,
hey, that's
juice.
She heard it in her head because her whole family looked at her phone and booed.
Shut up, Brian! Your shitty laugh.
This no. is better than the regular show.
Shitheads.
No, it's not.
Jake, where are you going?
Come back.
Oh, I left.
Jake, how do you feel about this?
ticking time bomb.
Stop having sex with other people.
Stop with the noise.
Yeah, stop cheating on your girlfriend, Jake.
Stop with the noise. Stop with the noise we're doing.
He's just flinging cum all across the room.
Shut your mouth, faggot.
Jake, why are you cheating?
Jesus Christ.
Why are you cheating on your girlfriend on her 21st birthday?
Yeah, shut up, Brian.
Brian is a faggot. That's true. It's true.
It's a great video on Funny Will
Dad. You protect this house!
Maybe we should start We Hit and Run and Jake can stay with us for a while till he leaves.
I guarantee it. Of course it'll be 1 second. Oh, Jim doesn't think that'll be fun at all.
I don't know.
I'm hungry.
Wait, say that again? What should we do?
Maybe we should start We Hit and Run.